Welcome to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show. Mike is one of the nation's top realtors and is highly regarded as an authority in residential real estate sales. Mike Bell has nothing to sell but great wisdom. You're going to love this show. Now, here's Mike Bell.
Welcome. You're tuning in to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show, the most important hour of radio every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Thank you for joining me. My show is dedicated to delivering timely, balanced truths about real estate in an effort to really help you. My goal is to educate you, empower you, and engage you so you can make informed decisions to protect, enhance, and really smartly, intelligently manage your investment, your home. My name is Michael Bell. I'm a broker with Keller Williams here in Pasadena. I sell a ton of homes. My email is mikebell@kw.com. mikebell@kw.com. We're going to be we'll be answering listener emails a little bit later in the show. And a few weeks ago, we had insurance specialists Anna Gonzalez and Michelle Michikoff with Narva Insurance, and thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having
us.
We
have a lot more stuff to talk about.
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you, Mike.
I think that was a great segment. I had a lot of great feedback from some of my clients.
We had a few of our clients that we told them about the show. They listened to it,
great.
And they says that it gives a lot of good information.
Great.
You got a lot of people that don't want to sit there and read all these little things, so
it's easier to listen to it. A lot of my clients enjoyed that. They,
yes.
they like because you can just listen to it. It's also, I'm not sure if you knew this or not, but it goes on. After an hour of the show running live, you will you can find it on iTunes. It's free.
Oh, okay.
So you can
That's
download it. You can listen to it if you feel like listening to me. We cut the commercials out, so it's a little bit easier to listen to.
So but if my kids are downloading from iTunes, I could tell them, look, you can listen to us.
Well, yeah. You can also go to the MikeBellRealEstateShow.com and you can stream it. And for example, we did two shows on short sales over a year ago. And I get phone calls from people saying, do you know how to do short sales? And I tell them, well, not only do I do short sales, if you'd like to know more than most realtors know, listen to these two shows. And they listen, and then they call back, and they're pretty empowered. They understand what a short sale is, the process, what to expect. It's empowering.
Yes.
Rather than trying to get this information from somebody who's really hasn't done very many, but the short sale negotiator that I hire has done thousands.
And this way the client knows what they're getting into.
Yep.
They know all about it.
By the way, I want to thank you for that referral. You had a client call me. They had an estate property in Toluca Lake, and I would love to have helped them. They were too far away.
I understand that.
But I have an amazing network and all across the nation. And I asked them if they'd be interested in talking to a Mike Bell in their area because you're better off with a local specialist. And they said yes. I don't know if you had talked to them.
Yes, I've talked to the client. They're
okay.
Really happy with the service.
They got their hands
received.
Full over there.
Yes.
But I got them somebody to interview, and I don't know if they're going to hire him. I would think they probably will. They're fantastic.
That's good.
And they're going to be able to help them with their estate property. They're going to have to also help them sell a lot of the personal belongings, fix up the house the right way to sell it for the maximum value. They're not going to spend too much money on fix-ups, and I feel very good about connecting them with the right
That's
person.
That's good. I'm glad. Yeah, so, the client was very happy.
Good.
So they felt much better after they spoke to someone who knew what they were doing, and they had all the right information.
I could have gotten in my car and driven out there to take 45 minutes. It's just I don't think your realtor should be 45 minutes away.
Yeah, they should be close by.
I should be.
I agree.
4 or 5 minutes away.
Yeah, no, I agree.
If they're further than that, maybe 10 minutes. It really kind of depends where you're at in the nation. But if you ever need, this is a free service I provide, and I do this a lot for people. I don't care where you're listening, anywhere in the nation. If you'd like to find a Mike Bell, trust me, it is hard to find a really good realtor because it's I don't want to say deceiving, but there's websites. There's some fantastic websites, and you would think this person does a lot of business, and they just don't. And there's ways to find somebody who has a lot of experience and has a lot of testimonials and the proven track record. It's like you guys, too. You guys are referral-based.
So we can give you a call, and you'll point us in the right direction.
Yep. Be happy to help. All right. Well, if you just joined us, you're listening to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show. We're here with insurance specialist Michelle Michikoff and Anna Gonzalez with Narver Insurance. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Narver, N-A-R-V-E-R dot
yes.
com. Okay.
Yes.
How do people reach you?
Well, a majority of the time it's by telephone.
Okay.
That's the start of the process, which is 626-943-2200. Or I could be reached by email at mmichikoff@narver.com, which is mmichikoff@narver.com.
Or you could reach me, Anna Gonzalez, at A Gonzalez, that's A-G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, at narver.com.
And you guys work as a team. How long have you been a team?
Well, I've been with Narver for 2 years, so mm-hmm. we've been working as a team for 2 years. But mm-hmm. Anna's been at Narver for 18 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm the old timer.
but we've been working together now for 2 years.
And this is what you guys specialize on. There's a ton of specialists over there. Well, I don't know.
Yes.
There's not a ton, but everybody has a specialty.
Everybody has a specialty at Narver. Mm-hmm. And ours is personal lines, and mm-hmm. we, with the homes, your cars, your umbrella policies, your personal articles, fine arts, we mm-hmm. can help you.
I like that. It's like I don't do commercial real estate. I'm not a specialist mm-hmm. in that. I'm a specialist in residential sales and trust sales and probates and equity sales and short sales.
Yeah.
There's agents out there that have 25 hats they wear. They'll do leasing. They'll do commercial real estate. They'll do a little bit of commercial leasing. They'll do land. They'll do, there's realtors out there that'll do loans.
Yeah.
Watch out.
But that's like a lot of our clients, they do have their own businesses where they need the commercial insurance. Well, we steer them to our commercial department.
There you go.
And we make sure someone handles it in that department.
Yeah, another thing I get also is I want one agent to handle everything for me, the ones that have commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do try and explain to them, I'll take care of your personal, your home, your autos, et cetera, but I'm going to refer you to somebody else in our office with the same agent mm-hmm. or same agency. Mm-hmm. That will help you. So when you make that phone call, it's everything's in one place instead of
smart.
Call so and so at another location. So
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's not all Keller Williams people for me. Sometimes it's just not the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
We may not have the right person here for them. And the power of the referral. They need to make you look brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant, because if you refer somebody,
I agree
that does something that's not up to your standards, you're going to lose that client. Referrals are so important.
I agree. But it's at Narver, since we have all the different departments, even though I've referred someone to commercial, I could still keep an eye on it too.
Yeah.
And make sure they're getting that service that they do need.
Yeah, absolutely. So on our, a few weeks ago when we were talking about homeowners insurance, I meant to keep asking, but we never got to it. But one of the questions I had was, how do you know if your house has enough insurance?
Okay. We come across that every day. We'll have clients that give us their declaration pages, and we look at the area they're in and then mm-hmm. look at the sum insured they have for the dwelling, and we go, oh, no. So we usually start off by every carrier we deal with has a replacement cost calculator. And so we usually put in all the details of the home, all the features, and come up with that replacement cost, how much it will cost to rebuild that home. And then on top of that, a general homeowner's policy offers you an extended replacement cost, usually up to 25%, Anna.
Yes. It could go higher also.
I've had you call me on my listings where the buyer is getting insurance through you, and you'll be asking me, is it central air, heat?
Yes.
Do you know if there's
we take
copper,
all that
plumbing?
Into account.
Yeah.
Yes, take all that into account.
Are there permits?
Because if that house burns down,
yeah,
all that has to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So we put that all into the calculator. Even how many ceiling fans. We take all the type of flooring into consideration. Anything attached to the home.
Mm-hmm.
We take that into consideration into the replacement cost.
So one thing sometimes when the replacement costs or the dwelling amount comes back higher, is I try to tell people, you know, keep in mind that the insurance is really to put you back to where you were before you had the loss. So if
yeah.
you had granite countertops,
mm-hmm.
you do want to make sure that it's replaced, that it's rebuilt,
yes.
I'm sorry, with granite tops again instead of your regular, I don't know what it would be.
Tile
or something. So
I try to
stress
sure.
that. You know, if this is what you, if you want your home to be put back to the way it was before, then you need to make sure there's enough insurance. At that point, then they kind of say, oh, okay, let's take a look at this. Because, of course, a lot of us, including myself, we look at the bottom line, at the price.
Sure.
Which is fine. But when you find yourself in a situation where they tell you there's not enough coverage.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it hits you. I should have spent that money.
Yeah.
Or I should have had my policy adjusted.
Clients don't take into account, too, that when we're doing that replacement cost calculation, that the insurance company is taking into consideration that if your house burnt down, all that debris needs to be removed. That's all factored in.
Hmm.
Because that comes out of the amount that you have on your dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then access into the property. Like, we get a lot of people saying, oh, but I could rebuild this house for $150 a square foot. No, you can't. It's like, then when we start telling them the type of home you have, what you currently have in your home, the access into your area, they start to think different. So, but our goal is to make sure that they have the correct replacement cost on their dwelling. Because at the end of the day, if that house burns down, they're going to be upset with us if they're not insured properly.
I mean, just permits alone.
Alone.
I'm not an expert at this, but I've heard it's anywhere between 4 and 12% of the construction
yes.
costs are just the permit mm-hmm. fees.
Yes.
So, I'm not talking about renderings and engineering. I'm talking about the stuff that the cities require, the
yeah.
counties require.
And a lot of times on some of the companies, when you put in your calculator, it will show you, like, for it allows for permits, all mm-hmm. of that. Mm-hmm. It gives a certain percentage. But it does. It's all that has to be taken into consideration. And another thing that we stress to our clients, in your standard homeowner's policy, your company will offer you extended replacement costs at 25% of the dwelling sum insured. Really, that's not enough. If your house was to burn down to the ground and it needed to be rebuilt, well, costs may have gone up. So you have that extra 25% of coverage there. Mm-hmm. I recommend go to 50%. It's better to have that extra there in case it does cost more to replace that home.
Makes sense.
Because costs go up all the time.
This is excellent stuff. This is excellent. Well, you're tuned into the Mike Bell Real Estate Show. We're going to be right back, and we're talking about homeowners insurance with two specialists. Talk to you in a sec.
Now, back to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Mike Bell.
Welcome back to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show. My name is Mike Bell. And we're here with insurance specialists Michelle Michikoff and Anna Gonzalez with Narver Insurance, NARVER Insurance. And we're talking about homeowners insurance, and we're talking about replacement costs. I'm sure this is probably a question that came to mind for me was, okay, I bought a house for $800,000. That's the kind of coverage I need the $800,000 of coverage, right?
No.
Or I have an appraisal for $800,000. Okay, why?
Well, you don't insure the land, only for liability, but the land's not going to
burn.
So you only want to insure the structure. So but I mean, someone may buy a property for $800,000, but we may only insure the house for $500,000 to replace it. So, but a lot of people think you have to insure for the full amount. No, it's just what it costs to replace that structure.
That makes sense.
And then all your personal belongings inside.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, so the insurance, is it the insurance company or the calculator? Is there a, who determines the value?
The insurance company's calculator.
Yes. You know, another thing too, insurance companies do ask, you know, we do have clients who, well, I don't know if the word is fight us on the amount that we're suggesting, that the mm-hmm. company suggests it should be insured at. Some, if you really, really feel that, you know what, I'm overinsured or maybe I don't have enough coverage, they do recommend that you hire a licensed contractor mm-hmm. to do the appraisal for you. And more than, you know, more likely that insurance companies will take that and say, okay, this is from a licensed contractor. We'll use this amount to insure your home. Of course, that's your last resort. Like, you know, I'm insisting this is overinsured. I feel it's a lot less. But normally, it's whatever the insurance company says, they go, they don't go below that amount because
well,
they
if
feel.
If I hire a general contractor to remodel my kitchen, he gives me a bid of $100,000 and the job is done, can I get you the bid? Probably better off just having an...
You would just upgrade.
Yeah, on our side, we would just upgrade. We'd punch in the information, say, look, they have granite countertops now, and then it'll adjust it.
It would adjust it for us.
So if I start fixing up my house, I should let my insurance company
Absolutely.
Know.
Yes.
Okay. And then a lot of times, I noticed a lot lately, personally, if I have a property I'm insuring, it's over $750,000, mm-hmm. I try to get the insurance company to do an inspection. They send out outside inspectors, and then they do an appraisal also.
Oh.
So that we make sure we're insuring it for the correct amount. They do a complete walkthrough of the home to see all of the features. Because, I mean, we're sitting on the other end of the phone. A lot of times we go out to these properties,
sure.
but we don't always get all the information. Where an inspector will get everything.
Sure.
And you know you're being insured correctly then for the right amount.
That makes sense. So my house burns down. I've got insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just, say I'm insured for $500,000 for my structure. The house burns down. Say I don't have a mortgage with anybody. Can I just get a $500,000 check written to me and I just say, you know, I just want to hightail it out? How does that work? How does the money work? How does that work?
All depends who you're insured with, who
okay.
your carrier is. There's some carriers out there, they will cut you that check.
Yeah.
But then there is other carriers that are going to require you to rebuild. So it all depends on the carrier.
It all depends. Okay. Also depends, we were talking a little bit, I think it was the last show, if you have upgrades
yes.
in the policy. If, say, for example, the code changes all the time, especially in Pasadena.
Yeah.
So codes change, so all of a sudden you can't have the bathroom that you used to have or the overhang in the backyard or the pool. Or you have to, yeah, you just have to spend more money than
right.
you, 'cause the code all of a sudden changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that it depends on the policy that you've got. You need to read that.
You do. And that's really important because if you have a home that was built in, let's say, 1924, let's use mm-hmm. an example, the house burns today, well, they're going to rebuild it with all the building codes, the zoning,
sure.
and everything of today, not in 1924. So that needs
codes.
To make sure it's yeah. on that policy, and people don't realize that. Some people only have 10%. So the higher percentage you could get, the better, because they're changing every day, like you said, every day. So you don't know what they might require this time when it wasn't required back then.
The older homes, always try on your ordinance and law to get at least 50% of your dwelling limit.
Great advice.
Yes. Do not go nothing under that. So, but normal policies, the general policy has 10% already built in.
I was just thinking about this. I had another insurance claim on a property. I bought a house.
Wow.
I bought a house about 15 years ago, and there was a guy in a BMW that was being chased by the cops. And I don't know why he thought my driveway, it was a house that I owned. I didn't live there. he thought my driveway was maybe a street or something like that. He plowed into the detached garage, knocked the entire garage off its foundation. The house, this little house was built probably in the 1920s, and we had, I guess it was an ancillary structure. I'm trying to remember. It was a separate structure. Mm-hmm. There was a limit, and then there was a limit on rebuilding it. The codes had changed. It was a tiny little house on a 2,500 square foot lot. In Pasadena, conforming lot size is 7,500.
Okay.
It was a mess to have to deal with.
Did your insurance company take care of it?
I don't use them anymore.
Oh, okay.
We had some problems. I didn't know about all of this stuff. And this is how powerful this stuff is to know. Nobody explained this to me.
Yeah, you always make sure that coverage, your ordinance and law, on an older home is at least 50% of your dwelling limit.
Okay.
So on a newer home, you could get away with 25%. Yeah. But it's not an expensive coverage. Throw on 50%.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an expensive coverage at all. And at the end of the day, it's well worth it.
You know, and you have to keep in mind, again, going back to what I mentioned, a lot of people look at the bottom line, mm-hmm. but when they find themselves in that situation, that's when they usually are upset because they're thinking, I should have spent that money. You know, and we try our best to recommend and encourage and say, look, this is why. We give different scenarios. And, you know, you still have those that say, no, absolutely not. And then there's that say, okay, let's do this. And sometimes when they do find themselves in that loss, they're saying, well, I'm glad I did this, you know?
Yeah. Oh, sure. I'll bet.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
It takes a claim for them to realize that they need to be insured properly.
When I sit with my clients at their home and we talk about having me help them sell their house, one of the things I talk about is it's in the listing contract, actually. The standard contract we use says basically the brokerage does not provide insurance in case somebody falls or gets hurt. We're a real estate brokerage. We're not an insurance company.
Are you meaning when you do, like, someone comes in to do an inspection?
If somebody comes in or if there's an open house or something like that. And so it's always an interesting conversation because once in a while, and this just happened last summer, we had a house. I had a client of mine. We sold her house in Pasadena, and that house was worth around $500,000. She never had a mortgage on it. She didn't have any insurance.
Oh, we see that a lot.
Oh, I'm like, really? This is their life savings of this house. They had no insurance. They were very proud of themselves, and they should be, that they didn't have a mortgage on it. They were in a great position because they were going to be able to maximize value because the market was going up. They were very happy with the price that we got for them, but they had no insurance. And so I told them, you know.
Oh, especially when you do your open houses and if someone trips and falls.
They called you. I'm not going to say the name on the air.
I have a feeling I know which one it is.
They called you.
Yes.
And they're so happy. Nothing ever happened.
But why take that chance? Why wait for something to happen? Be covered. Have the insurance in place.
Yeah. How often does that happen? And what's the...
We see that quite often.
Yeah. I think just the last couple of weeks we've had a couple.
Yeah, I mean, you especially have like people that do not have a mortgage on their home.
Mm-hmm.
They forget about the insurance. It's not like auto insurance where you by law have to carry insurance. Where homeowners, no, your house burns down, it's paid off, it's your loss if you don't have insurance coverage on it. And you'll be out of pocket.
Yeah,
but people just, they forget about it until something arises where they have to take out insurance and they're like, wow, we don't have that.
You know, that's one thing we try. We try to talk, to really take the time and talk to the client and just point out these areas. You know, we use different scenarios, stories that we've come across by, you know, people calling and saying, this is what happened to me. And, you know, you just try your best to say, this is what you need.
Yeah.
You know,
that's all we can really do. Like we do, we give a lot of scenarios out just to get them to realize.
You know, experience is something that you get when you don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's what you have to learn is
the
hard way.
Yes.
Rather than just asking the experts.
Yeah.
And I love that you talk about stories. I tell stories all the time. It's a great way to communicate, but if you're doing the kind of business you're doing and I'm doing, I could probably sit here and think about other scenarios where, thank God, I said something to the client about insurance, or thank God I had insurance, or we had the right coverage, or they did all the little things that they're supposed to do, mm-hmm. and they really troubleshooted it instead of calling a call center to get their insurance going.
Yeah, because the call center is not going to, I can't say all of them, but they're not going to get in deep like we will. Like, we want to find out everything mm-hmm. to make sure that you have the coverage you need.
Yeah.
So we do ask a lot of questions, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, it's worth it.
I know when I've had clients call and say, well, I want to increase this or decrease that. My question is always, why? Is there construction going on in your home? I always try to find out what it is of why they're calling me and asking these questions. Yeah. To guide them.
Well, that's great advice. I love that. Now, you're listening to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to answer some emails.
Let's get back to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Mike Bell.
You're listening to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show, and we've got a great topic here. We're on the second segment, second show. We're talking about home insurance. This is great. And we're going to jump into listener questions. So we got this question from Max. I've torn down half of my house, and I'm rebuilding. What do I need to be concerned about? Torn down half is, I've done that
okay.
before.
We do. We see that. Like, I just had a client recently. They actually tore the whole house down to the foundation, kept the foundation. Mm-hmm. They thought they have coverage under their homeowner's policy. Just keep it normal. Everything's still in place. No, that's a course of construction policy. A normal homeowner's policy is okay if you're just painting, putting in new countertops, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But when you're starting to tear things down, it's a whole different policy. Don't you think so, Anna?
Absolutely, yes. It's more, you have to keep in mind you have people coming in and out of your property, building. There's material, a lot of things to keep in mind when you're doing a course of construction.
You know the number one reason why real estate transactions fall apart?
Why is that?
It's communication.
Yes.
Lack of communication. Happens all the time. I have realtors that just won't pick up the phone and call me. I constantly have to pick up the phone and call the realtor. What's going on? What's going on with the inspection? Do you have the disclosures? Do you have questions? What is going on? I have to push.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with you. It sounds like you got to communicate.
You got to, like, what really keeps us in tune is we saw
a client. It's frustrating.
Yes, it is. We saw a client about 4 months ago, and she was excited about this big project they're going to be undertaking. I mean, a few $100,000 in changes to the home. Mm-hmm. We keep sending her emails weekly. When is it starting? Because we want to make sure she has the right coverage. Mm-hmm. She's going to be having people come and go off that property. A lot of contractors. So we specify to her, get certificates of insurance. Make sure they are insured. So you got to take all that into account. So if you're going to be doing major alterations to your home, contact your agent.
Great. Okay, another question here. I don't understand who the person's name is, just an email. All right. Does my homeowner's insurance policy cover my in-home business?
Let's see. I think a general policy, you could have coverage up to about $2,500 for mm-hmm. computers, office supplies, but really, no. You need a business owner's policy.
Okay.
You do not have the liability coverage there for an in-home business.
And so, like Michelle said, do contact your agent to let them know you do have a business. The traffic, a lot of foot traffic.
Sure.
There are some companies who may add some kind of coverage for that basic coverage, but it's always best to go with a business policy, definitely.
Yeah. Another thing is a lot of people run home daycares. out of their homes. They don't tell their carrier.
Oh, boy.
You need mm-hmm. to, if you have a home daycare yeah. out of your home, you need to let your carrier know this, either your direct writer or call your agent. Yeah. So, because it's not always covered. So there is some carriers that will allow it up to a certain amount of children, mm-hmm. but you need to alert your agent if you have a home daycare.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's a very common in-home business.
All right, here's one of my questions. I mean, what's the best way to get denied coverage? Give me the – there's so many great ways.
What's some that we've seen lately?
I've had one where they had a class. They were doing violin classes. Mm-hmm. They had like 30 kids that were coming in at least 2-3 times a week. You know, that's a big exposure. And I try to there was no way they didn't want another location. I called different companies. They don't want it. It's too much exposure. Mm-hmm. You know, they say, absolutely not. That was my recent one that I had to.
That's when you need a business owner's policy.
Exactly. Yes. And they just did it. And the company says, no, and we're coming off of this. And actually, I'm still working with that one.
And then just to deny coverage is, again, the area of the home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The condition of the home?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the companies are going to do a drive-by inspection. They're going to drive by your home. It could be, not a high-value home, just a medium.
Mm-hmm.
They're still going to do that drive-by
sure.
to see the condition of your home. Make sure that roof isn't falling off. They're going to make sure that trees are not hitting the roof. Mm-hmm. So you may get a letter back from your insurance company saying, you have so many days to cut back those trees or repair that roof.
Clear debris. Extra debris. I might be sitting there.
They don't like broken down cars in front of houses.
Really?
Yes. Carriers do not like that.
I don't know of anybody that likes it.
So you will be given a time period to remove that vehicle. If you don't, you get canceled.
You just get canceled. I would assume, too, if you don't pay your premium, that's a good way of getting denied.
Yes, that's a big one.
That's a big one, yes.
Lying on your application.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, just not communicating.
Exactly.
The
thing is always tell the truth about your home because they will find out.
One of the pieces of advice you gave me, we work with a lot of attorneys, and we're at an event, and we were talking to a group, and you're talking about at least every year, go through your house, maybe even take a videotape.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that tip. That was a great tip. It's so, and you made it so easy, which I really love.
It's just smart to do. Just a videotape of everything in your home, every detail. Also, if you have any, keep receipts whenever possible,
mm-hmm.
Especially on the high ticket items. And the videotape and these receipts, keep them in a fire-resistant safe in your home. It's good to have because the time of, again, you're finding in a situation of a claim, you know, again, I didn't have that kind of countertops or that type of floor. I had this with the video camera, you know, and not just the details of your home, but also maybe you have a painting or a vase or something that's high value that you're trying to say was in there and there's nowhere to prove it. But with this videotape, it's on the videotape.
I haven't done it in a few years.
And another thing that I've also told some clients, I've been into homes where I've walked into their closets. I mean, their closets are the size of a bedroom. Videotape all your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So, because that is your personal belongings. And people don't realize that. They think personal belongings is just your furniture or your refrigerator, or your TV. It's everything. How did you explain it the other day?
Yeah, what I explained to my clients is if you were able to turn your house upside down, shake it,
mm-hmm.
everything that falls out is your personal belongings.
Okay.
That is what you want replaced. under contents or personal property. It varies from company to company
that
how they work.
Includes kids?
Sure.
<I'm> sorry.
Well, no, not
we're
kids.
We're live. I can't edit that out.
Not kids.
My wife's going to use that against me.
But then again, once you videotape, yeah, make sure that tape is in a safe place.
Well, put it on the cloud. I'm sitting here thinking, I'm going to go through my house really quickly with my cell phone at least.
Exactly.
Just to cover myself and then save it on the cloud.
And
that's
how
so
long
easy.
Does it take just to go really quick, go through each room and just to show everything that's basically in your home?
Absolutely.
If you're my client, call me up. I'll do it for you. If you have a cell phone, it's so easy to get a cloud account now.
It is.
And it's so cheap.
But it's well worth it.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about, we talked about this in the first show, but we never got into it. Umbrella policy. What's an umbrella policy?
That is, an umbrella policy, it's a $1 million umbrella policy. Mm-hmm. That gives you an additional $1 million over your underlying limits. So meaning most homeowners policies have $300,000 liability limit. Mm-hmm. This gives them an additional $1 million mm-hmm. on top of that. The majority of the time goes over your liability on your cars. But to purchase an umbrella, majority of companies require you have to have at least $300,000 on your homeowners. Mm-hmm. Your auto is usually $250,000 to $500,000 mm-hmm. limits in order to get an umbrella. But it's an extra protection. You can get an umbrella anywhere from $1 million to $10 million. It's very easy to get. We can go higher. It's just submitting more forms to the company.
How does that work? So if I have coverage of, like, say, $250,000 for whatever, fire liability, damage, whatever it is, but do they just add if I needed it? It all depends, I know, but do they just add $1 million to that?
No, you have to request it. It's if you feel you need additional liability mm-hmm. limits.
Well, sure, but if there is a claim, is what I'm wondering.
The way it works is this. Let's say on your homeowners, you have $500,000 liability. That's mm-hmm. what you purchased on your home.
Yes.
You buy a $1 million umbrella. Well, you're sued. Mm-hmm. And now you're being sued for $700,000. That's what you're being sued for. Well, your homeowners is going to cover the $500,000. So the additional, the umbrella would take care of
What if I'm getting sued for $2 million?
And you only have a $1 million? Okay.
I have 500 and a million. Do I have a million five?
Yeah, you have
a million five. Yes,
gotcha.
That's correct.
I look at it this way is you want to protect your assets. Mm-hmm. So whatever anybody can go after, you want to make sure you have enough coverage in an umbrella policy to protect your assets.
When you are completing an umbrella application, they ask how many residents you own, how many vehicles, how many drivers are in the household, do you have any water crafts? So they ask for all that information just so that they know what the exposure is. Mm-hmm. So all that they know ahead of time. And then based on your limit, you know, we ourselves would do it. Well, you know, you have all this. Maybe you should consider $2 million. You know, we try to help that way based on what you own.
Perfect example, we have a client right now, just her property alone is over $7 million, all paid off. Mm. That's what it's worth, all paid off. So she was only carrying a $1 million umbrella. Mm. That's not enough. Mm-mm. So she now carries a $10 million umbrella.
So she doesn't have to sell the house.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yes. So wow. That gives her that extra $10 million to protect herself.
This is all great stuff. You're listening to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show. We're going to be right back in a little bit, and we're talking to insurance specialists from Narver Insurance in the San Gabriel Valley, Anna Gonzalez and Michelle Michikoff. Be right back.
Welcome back to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Mike Bell.
Welcome back to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show. We're here with Michelle Michikoff and Anna Gonzalez with Narver Insurance in San Gabriel, and they specialize in homeowners insurance. This has been excellent. There's so much great information.
There's a lot.
You know, your business gets complicated. It can get complicated real quick. Mm-hmm. My business, same thing. And when things happen in real estate or insurance, things can go bad fast. And I think it's important to align yourself with somebody who is doing the kind of business you're doing, or even with me. And I'm not, you know, I sell a lot. You guys sell a lot. Okay. And I don't think I'm not saying it to impress you, anybody. I'm maybe to impress upon you the importance of using specialists. That's a driving force of my show. Use a specialist. You guys specialize in this. I specialize in selling houses.
Exactly.
Same thing over and over again. And I'm sure you guys get this all the time. You know, you're the second insurer, mm-hmm. because the first one really kind of screwed up.
And, yes.
I'm known with a lot of attorneys as somebody who specializes in homes that don't sell the first time. And when they don't sell the first time, a lot of times they call their attorney. There's something pretty bad that happens. Mm-hmm. Something that got really missed. And I know, because you guys work with a lot of attorneys, you get those same phone calls. It's yes. amazing.
Yes. We get a lot of calls that they've had a bad claim that went wrong.
Mm.
So, well, now we're on it. They call us. Well, just recently I had one lady, I helped her finalize a claim that's been going on for over a year. In the same process, we ended up writing her insurance. She wasn't happy. She was with a direct writer, wasn't happy with the way it was handled. So we came in, we cleaned it up, and now she's a client of ours. And we handle it because she now knows the importance of dealing with people that know what they're doing. That's what we specialize in. So we'll help.
I get phone calls all the time from people saying, I just picked this realtor. He's a friend of mine, whatever. Things aren't going very well. I have to tell them, call me after the listing has expired or if you've actually fired them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to interfere in the listing.
Yeah.
And I've got a great reputation to keep it that way. It's not worth one little deal and meddling in somebody's business. But I do tell them always interview three agents and interview me. And we'll oftentimes, I'm sure this happens to you too, it is so easy to pick out what went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so simple sometimes, isn't it?
Yes.
It's frustrating. It's like you kind of hit yourself in the head. Like, how can this happen?
No, I agree with you.
Why didn't they ask that question about replacement costs? Why didn't they ask these questions?
So, but a lot of times in our industry, we find that a lot of problems arise from the client trying to save that extra dollar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the person that was helping him in the beginning didn't advise them properly. And at the end of the day, it was the client that was at a loss.
It's the same in our business, actually. The commission.
Yeah.
There'll be a discount commission agent, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes that comes with discounted services.
Yeah.
And you got to watch out. You usually get what you pay for.
You know what? We're not going to always be the cheapest.
Sure.
But we're going to make sure you have the right coverage.
Right? Same with me.
That's
I'm not always
important.
The cheapest.
That is very important.
It's very, very
we
important.
Will try to save you money, but we are going to make sure you have the right coverage. So that's what we're there for.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
How do people reach you again?
Well, our main number is 626-943-2200, or you can send me an email at mmitchikoff@narver.com. I'll spell that, mmitchikoff@narver.com.
Or you could reach me, Anna Gonzalez, at agonzalez@narver.com.
And you can reach me, MikeBell@kw.com, or you can obviously go to our website, MichaelBellTeam.com, or you can go to the show website, the Mike Bell Real Estate Show.com. You can reach me there too. What do you guys have going on today? Busy?
Yeah.
Lots of phone calls?
Yes.
You know what? In the insurance business, it's always busy.
It's always busy. Always, yeah.
It is. It's like Mondays is always, it's a lot of claims usually.
Yeah.
Fridays is people forgetting that, oh, my policy expires on Saturday. And they're calling up for new quotes, and they decide to shop the day before. Yes. So we have a lot of that, but we get through it.
I get that down on Monday also. I get a lot of phone calls on Monday morning. Maybe they don't want to bother me on Sunday, which is kind of nice.
Yes. Yeah.
But I get a lot of phone calls first thing Monday morning about a house, this, that, or the other. So my Mondays are usually, I tell my assistants, don't book anything if you can. Don't book it on Monday because I'm on the phones.
Mondays, the phones are crazy.
Putting people together and calming people down and fixing and giving solutions and strategies.
Yes.
It's funny how our businesses are very much
so
the same.
That's true. Basic Monday, but on a Friday, we always make sure one of us is there also, even on a Monday. Mm-hmm. You'll never find a Friday or Monday that both of us will be gone. One of us is always there.
Sadly, that's my life.
Because those are the two busiest days, is the Monday and the Friday.
And the Fridays, absolutely.
The Fridays, huh? Interesting.
Yeah. There's never no sneaking out early.
Me neither. And they can always catch you on a cell phone.
The cell phone, or I do get all my emails on the phone, and it's like, it's hard to put it down. So
yeah.
It's always attached to me.
I'm always in trouble with that too.
Yeah.
I'm always answering
my
emails.
My husband's always saying, do you need to take that phone with you? It's like, well, yeah. So, but yeah, so I'll always look at my emails.
You guys enjoy what you're doing?
Do. I do. It's always something new.
It's always something funny.
An adventure. That's what it is, an adventure.
Yeah. That's a lot of my business, too. It's an adventure. It's nice. You get to be a part of somebody's journey.
You meet a lot of interesting people, too.
Sure.
And, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Been doing it for 28 years. So, I enjoy it.
And your whole business is based on referrals, which is really nice.
It has been, yes. So, but that makes it nice.
Me, too. I don't really advertise. At all. There's very, very little print advertising at all.
Yeah.
I might spend a few $100 just to promote myself. I shouldn't even spend that because it's all referral.
No, that's the best kind of business to get is a referral.
So I think I mentioned that, after the show is done, after about 20 minutes, it goes on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can grab it on iTunes, download it. You can stream it on the site, themikebellrealestateshow.com, and listen to it at home on your laptop or wherever. It's actually quite easy to do that.
That's good to know.
And I love having you guys here. This has been fantastic.
Thank you.
A lot of great information. I schedule my shows about 30 to 45 days out, so I'm always looking to book a few expert contributors. Someone who would be interested in raising their profile, certainly. We've got my show it's been great. It's been really gaining a lot of traction.
That's good.
I think Daniel will embarrass me next week. We got a trophy.
Wow.
From some international, I don't know.
Wow.
We'll work on that.
Congratulations.
But it's been gaining traction. If you're listening to the show, or if you guys know of anybody who would be a great fit. I'm booking them out 30 to 45 days out. And the other thing is, I just really enjoy this. This has all been great.
Just keep talking.
Just
keep talking.
But there's still a lot of different areas to cover on homeowners. So there's.
I mean, yeah, earthquake too.
Earthquake. I mean, flood.
There's flood.
Mm-hmm. You could keep going, and then you take into account condo insurance. That's a whole different area. So there is still a lot to do with homeowners. So a lot of areas to touch on.
Okay. Well, do you want to do another show one of these days?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm up for it.
We'll do condo.
Yeah.
We'll talk about flood, earthquake.
Earthquake's a big thing right now.
That's a big one right now.
Yes. Since the one at the end of March, everybody wants earthquake insurance now.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. So that is a big item right now.
After the show, we'll talk about it. We'll try to schedule something else. That would be great.
So, that would
be fantastic.
Yes. That would be good.
Okay.
To contact you, let's give your phone numbers out one more time for people that didn't have a pen that worked.
626-943-2200.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want the email again?
Sure, that'd be great.
My email's mmitchikoff@narver. That's mmitchikoff@narver.com.
And for Anna, it is A. Gonzalez, AGONZALEZ at narver.com.
And I think we could go on and on and on. There's so much great information out there about all this. This is fantastic.
It never ends. There's a lot.
Yeah, and the stories and everything like that. Now, to reach me, easy to call me. My number is free, 888-401-1555. Again, that's 888-401-1555. And you can, that's the best way to reach me. Or you can send me an email at mikebell@kw.com. mikebell@kw.com. If I can help you with anything anywhere in the nation, I can help you. Same with you guys. If somebody anywhere in the nation, at least if you can't help them, we'll connect them with somebody.
Yes,
we will. Yeah,
we will contact you with that.
Well, you've been listening to the Mike Bell Real Estate Show. We've been here with Anna Gonzalez and Michelle Mitchikoff, and you guys are with Narver Insurance. And this has been a great show, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. It's a lot of fun.
The opinions expressed in the Mike Bell Real Estate Show are solely those of the host and do not reflect the opinions of anyone at TalkZone.com, Keller Williams Realty, any board of realtors, or anyone for that matter. Always hire a real estate attorney when making real estate decisions. Do not try any of this at home.